The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 685. Cody Ray. Two Chairs No Waiting, number 685, is brought to you by the High Sheriff of Two Chairs No Waiting, Chris Merrill, and the executive producer of episode number 685, Randy and Jennifer Vinson. That's right. I want to thank our Mayberry Band for the wonderful Mayberry Band music that we are greeted with each week here on Two Chairs No Waiting. And I want to thank you for being here with me. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting. As always, I'm so glad to be able to spend some time here with you in Mayberry. And we have got a good episode for you tonight. We're going to be talking to Cody Ray, and his last name is, I want to make sure I say it, Desbian. Desbian, that's how his name is said. So I have to get it right. So Cody, thank you for being there. So let me tell you about Cody. He's going to be our special guest tonight. Well, back in January of 2014, I received this great email. I mean, and honestly, it changed a lot of things for me when it came. And you're going to hear during the interview me talking to him about it a little bit. This email is from Cody, obviously. And at the time he sent this email, he was only 19 years old. It was back in 2014. And he said he was a huge Andy Griffith Show fan and watched episodes almost every night with his mom. But that wasn't the part that really impacted me. You know, I was glad to hear a fairly young man was a big Mayberry fan. That was awesome. But what got me is that Cody had been diagnosed with a chronic type of leukemia back in October of 2011. And he's going to tell his own story in a minute. He went through chemo and eventually needed a bone marrow and stem cell transplant. And he was in the hospital for a long time. And he said he needed something to keep him his mind off the pain and the sickness. And it was then that he said he came across the Two Chairs No Waiting YouTube version of the show. And the thing that really hit me was him saying in that email that Two Chairs No Waiting helped him keep his mind off things. I mean, wow. Wow. Is all I can say. I was humbled, to say the least, by him saying something like that. And to think that maybe this podcast that's about the Andy Griffith Show, that's a 60-year-old show, had an impact on a young man's life as he was going through a very difficult time. Ever since that day, I have said, I have got to talk to you. I have got to talk to you and get you on the podcast. That was in 2014. Well, it's never worked out very well because he lives in Massachusetts and I was never able to meet up with him. But this past week, he was in the central Alabama area, Birmingham. And he got in contact with me, said, hey, I'm going to be in the area. Maybe we can meet up. And then it turned out, oh my gosh, he's got to leave. You know, he's free during the day, but he's got to work in the evenings. And anyway, I said, hey, I'm going to take a day off of work. I'm going to drive down there. Can you meet me somewhere? And he said, hey, there's an IHOP right here close to the exit. And anyway, so where he was staying, I went and met him. We met around 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. And we sat in the IHOP and we visited. And you're going to hear him just at least a little bit. We're going to talk about his story. And just, I hope this helps impact you to realize just little things that you think aren't important or things that you think wouldn't impact people's lives might. The Andy Griffith Show has impacted all of our lives that listen to this podcast. And it's pretty amazing that things like that can impact people. So I have been humbled by it. Cody, I am so glad to have you with us. I'm going to throw it now to live from the IHOP in Birmingham, Alabama with Cody. So I know you're going to really enjoy this. This was May 11th is when it was filmed or recorded.
All right. So we are here with Cody. Cody is a fellow who wrote me a amazing story about the podcast and the Andy Griffith Show and what it had meant to him. And finally, I'm getting to actually meet him in person. And I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I've been telling him I was going to interview him for, I don't know how many years it's been, but a long time, quite a while. And this is the first time I got to meet you in person. So, Cody, it's great to have you with us.
It's wonderful to meet you. A lot better than chat rooms.
Yeah, it's a whole lot better because it's in person. We can actually see each other. Yeah. So tell everybody, if you would, if you can kind of remind them or tell them the story about that you wrote to me about. Because it's your story. I want you to be able to tell.
Absolutely. So in 2011, I was diagnosed with a form of cancer called leukemia. It was a blood cancer. And, of course, when you get news like that, that's no news that nobody wants to hear. So they, of course, started treatment right away. And, that was the start of a long hospital journey that lasted years, you know, it lasted, literally years. And in 2013, I ended up getting a bone marrow transplant that was successful, which put me into remission, but still just so much hospital time. And the hospital room can get definitely boring when you're looking at the same four walls for literally months at a time. And the Andy Griffith Show definitely was something that helped pass the time. And after seeing all the episodes, I just wanted more. So I start searching, you know, different things on the internet, YouTube and just whatever I could find to see, you know, behind the scenes stuff. And I came across your podcast and the website and Weaver's Department Store. And I was like, wow, there's a following for this stuff. There's actually, people that are in clubs and everything else. And I was like, this is really cool. So I started watching previous episodes of the podcast and, just kind of binge watching it, that it would pass the time. And whenever, you know, a certain episode would be mentioned, I'd, you know, go watch the episode right after that. And it just really helped me out and it got me through, a lot of the tough times, you know, all the lessons that are taught in the Andy Griffith Show, you know, really can be, you know, put towards whatever's happening in your life and it'll make sense to what's going on. It might not be literal, but you can adapt it to fit your life, which I think helped me out as well.
Wow, that is amazing. So were you a fan of the Andy Griffith Show before that?
Yes, I was. So my family, turned me on to that. I remember, distinctly saying, my grandmother was watching it one time and, you know, she's passed away now. And I had, I think the first scene that I saw was something with, you know, Barney. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. And I remember my grandma and my grandpa saying, you know, this is probably one of the best comedy duos that ever existed. And I was like, wow, okay. And, so I ended up watching that episode and I was hooked. I loved the comedy style of Don Knotts. I love, Andy playing the straight guy. It was just a great show, that of course not a lot of my friends were into, but I slowly converted a few people to start watching it.
Right. Cause you're up in the northeastern, part of the country is where you're from. So I didn't know how big of a following. I know in the South, that's where I am. Yeah. That the following of the Andy Griffith Show is real big. Yeah. But I didn't know up in your area if that was kind of common. Cause like you're saying, folks your age, cause Cody was, born the year I started doing Floyd. So that was a few years back,
yeah, a few years
but ago. It's, but he's a pretty young fellow, from my perspective, yeah, I just know that I didn't know how prevalent it is up there.
It's, you know, to be honest, it's not, to my knowledge, at least. There definitely are people, I'm sure, that watch it. I've seen people in your chat room that are from my area. But it's definitely not as big as it is down here. And maybe that's because, you know, we're very populated, city-wise. I mean, there's not really a lot of that country living up where I'm from. I'm from the city and, you know, it's definitely something that I wish that, that, you know, I lived in that part of the country, where, you know, it's front porch sitting on the rocking chairs and, you know, going down to, we don't have any place to do that up where I'm from. And, maybe that's why, you know, a lot of people just didn't, you know, get hooked on it. There's definitely no Andy Griffith Show club up where I'm from.
Yeah, there's a few of them down this way. So, Yeah, but I can understand that. I mean, I'm in Huntsville. And so even in Huntsville, people don't sit out on their front porch that much. But I grew up in a town called Henniger, where it's about 3,500 people. And yeah, people sat out on the front porch and watched to see who was speeding going down the road and then would call and tell their parents. Not that that ever happened to me, but that happened quite often. These ladies would call and tell on me for driving too fast or something. So it was very Mayberry-like yeah. for me. So so when you're in the hospital, yeah, how long were you in the hospital? How long did you say?
So I was diagnosed in 2011. I had the bone marrow transplant in 2013. But, you know, they put you in isolation for a year after you have the transplant because you have no immune system. So I didn't get out till, probably, mid-2014. And within that time span, I probably was out, a combined total of, probably like six to eight months out of all those years I got to go home. So it was a while between, two hospitals, one in, Rhode Island and then one in Boston. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, thank goodness that everything worked. And so, I mean, you had written me, I don't remember how many years ago it was, but it's definitely been a story that I have told other people about what you had written me, telling me that the podcast, The Andy Griffith Show, it kind of helped you through that rough time that you had. And just how much that's meant to me. It's meant a lot to me. So I really appreciate you taking time to write that story to me, because anytime I'm feeling like, I've been doing this podcast since 2008, you know, maybe it's time to quit at 680 whatever episodes I've already done. That kind of story just keeps me going a little bit because it's very encouraging for me. So I'm so glad I was able to anyway help get you through that at all. And I really do appreciate that you took time to write about it.
Well, you know, I definitely appreciate all the work you've done, because, you know, without people like you, I think The Andy Griffith Show would definitely be something that people watch still. I mean, it's on television, but I don't think people would be as involved, and, you know, you wouldn't be able to meet like-minded people that are into this. Of course, you see comments on old videos of The Andy Griffith Show, but those are just comments, and you can actually have a place to talk to people live in a chat room about, you know, things that you know, each other likes, and we have similar likes. So, you know, you've been able to do that for people, which is great.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, even the chat room, we have on Monday nights when we're doing it live, we have 30, 40, 50 people sometime in that chat room, all obviously Mayberry fans. And that's just in the main chat room. There's also people over on Facebook and on YouTube that are talking to each other. So, I've been very blessed, and it's very blessed to meet you in person finally. And your story, I just want you to know how much it really, I know I just said that, but it's meant a lot to me. And I've told it to a lot of people, and I think it impacted them too.
Wonderful.
So your story and what you had to go through, sorry you had to go through it, but it's really touched a lot of people's lives, I think.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I have no problem talking about it because you know, maybe it will help somebody. And, you know, like I said, on how, you know, the lessons taught in The Andy Griffith Show, you can apply to your own life. Maybe by me telling my story, I mean, it's very cliche to say live every day like it's your last day living, but, you know, it's unfortunate that it takes something like that, to happen for you to realize how life, truly is short, you know? So maybe just by me sharing my experience, you know, it'll make people realize just how short life is, you know, without having them to go through something like that, you know?
Right. Yeah. 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 Hopefully they don't have to go through that to learn that lesson. Yeah, that's the thing I'm always worried about, is things are going really good. I hope things, I need to stay aware of how good things are.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Andy Griffith Show, I think, does touch people's lives like that. And, if nothing else, I know during it had to just help make you laugh and make you forget just a little while the problems that you were seeing or going through, and help that time pass just a little bit faster.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. There's just so many, episodes that just really, you know, bring your spirits up. Even for somebody that's not, you know, sick, if you're just having a bad day or you worked a long day, you come home and pop a couple episodes on, it definitely, you know, brightens your mood and it wants to make you do good things and wants to make you hold the door open for somebody or you know, compliment them. It really changes, your perspective on the way you live. One thing that I've learned from the show that always sticks with me is to slow down and enjoy everything that's around you and just be kind to people, you know, because like I said, you only live once.
That's right.
Yeah. So watch your hurry. That's what it is. There's a whole episode about that. Cody has a haunted museum. Tell us about your museum, because this whole museum idea, it's got haunted objects in it. But he's going to tell you a little more about it. But I want Floyd to come up there and visit the haunted museum, because I just think this, and we got a video of that if I do, because this would be so fun.
Oh, absolutely. I think it'd be a great skit. It'd be like the haunted house episode coming to life. I think it would be fun. We could have some fun with that. So basically what the museum is, it's, you know, hundreds of objects from around the world that people claim have some sort of, energy going on with it that makes it a little strange. And, you know, right away you think, how can an inanimate object, kind of come alive in a way? And what my opinion is on it, I run the museum with my girlfriend Satori, and what we believe is that when you love something a lot in life, whatever it is, maybe it's something that was given to you by a family member and you really treasure it and, you put a lot of love into it. Very similar to prayer. You know, when you pray, it's, I look at it as focused intention, you know, all that energy that you're pouring into something. We believe that, you know, when you pass on, maybe you want to check in on it once in a while and see how it's doing. So people may perceive that the wrong way and think, you know, I just saw something move and it's bad. You know, we like to believe that maybe somebody's just checking in on it to see how it's doing and see how the new owners like it. But unfortunately, it scares some people, so they don't want it in their house anymore. So
I'm
then
pretty
they,
sure it'll scare Floyd.
Yes. So then they send it to us, and we keep those people's stories alive. You know, awesome. if an object belonged to somebody and the family gives it to us, we tell their life story. And you know, we have a lot of handmade items that, you know, from people that have passed away and are no longer with us, and they've donated their object to the museum to keep their life story alive and hopefully inspire somebody else to, again, I mean, that seems like the whole topic of this conversation, to give hope, you know, for somebody, you know.
Yeah, tell everybody how they can go and see. It's a paranormal couple. Tell them what it is.
Yep. So the name of the museum is the Paranormal Couples Haunted Museum of Objects, Oddities, and Curiosities. It's a mouthful, but it covers a lot of different things. So our website is paranormalcouple.com or theparanormalcouple.com. Either URL leads to the same place. And yes, if you're into that stuff, I'm more into the history type of, you know, all of these stories. You know, a lot of ghost stories, they have to start with some sort of history. So I like, you know, digging down and trying to find, the origin for all these stories. So, if you have any, you know, paranormal related questions, I'd be happy to help you out.
Ooh, Ed, I don't know about that. So do you have a rim shop rent in your place? You should have a rim shop from the haunted house episode.
I know, right? I do have a print of old man Rimshaw, and I have a lot of other supposed paintings that eyes are supposed to, you know, move and follow you as well. So a lot of people believe that their paintings are haunted. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want the eyes to follow me around like that. So, Cody, thanks so much, man. Is there anything else you want to tell anybody?
No, just thank you so much for everything you've done. And remember that stuff's going to live on forever, you know, and it's going to help out a lot of people, even when we're all gone, you know. So I'm sure there's other people just like me with similar stories that you've helped along the way. So definitely keep it up, and don't stop anytime soon.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So thanks for being here. I really appreciate it.
Wow, what a great time I had finally getting to meet Cody. Now, remember, you can visit Cody and his girlfriend Satori at paranormalcouple.com. They have their website there, and you can go and check it out. Now, let me tell you, this is not Mayberry related, but Cody, I'd known him about him and been communicating with him since 2014, off and on. And it was only about, I don't know, two or three years ago, I realized I have watched, I know this doesn't seem to go well together, and that's what he and I talked about too. The Andy Griffith show is my thing. I love it, but I love watching these shows like Ghost Hunters. It comes on the Travel Channel now, and I've watched it ever since it started back on the Sci-Fi Channel, and I've always watched it. And I was one night I was watching an episode, and as I watched it, the name of the investigator, Cody Desbian, popped up on the screen, and I was like, wait a minute. And I went to Facebook and looked him up and found him. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's him. This is Cody. He's on Ghost Hunters. Actually, I think it was Ghost Nation at the time, but it's the same show. And so I was like, oh my gosh. So I started Facebook messaging, Cody, are you on there? And he was like, yeah, it's me and all this stuff. So I've been fanboying on Cody ever since then. And on those shows, they have these things called K2 meters that are supposed to detect ghosts and blink and everything. So Jan got me that years ago. So I got Cody to autograph it for me while we were while we were at the IHOP. So anyway, like I said, it was a lot of fun for me. It was just, wow, I've been wanting to talk to Cody forever. And then I see he's on Ghost Hunters. I'm like, oh my gosh, I found out about this haunted museum he has. And I just can't get out of my head how funny it would be if we could get the Mayberry characters, there and just walk through this area. If we get Barney and Gomer or Floyd, whoever, I just see it in my head. Because he's got things in there that move. Oh, he does. Oh, he's terrible. Yeah, because he showed me a surveillance video of their thing in the doll's arm. He's sitting there and it just kind of raised over this way and then it moved and then it got. I was like, He didn't actually see it happen. He saw the video and he showed me the video. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know about these things moving. So anyway, Cody, I really cannot express how thankful I am that you're well and that your life is going well and things are going good for you and you've recovered and everything is great. And I can't thank you enough, as I said many times already, for that story that you told, because I'm so humbled by the fact that you can do a podcast about the Andy Griffith Show and it can lift people's spirits in any way. So, wow. I give the Andy Griffith Show most of the credit for that, because if without it, I wouldn't be doing this podcast, would I? So I just really am thankful. Folks in the chat room, we're all talking about how good Cody's voice is. And, I had to say, well, one of the things he told me, was that he has been one of the public address announcers at the Boston Red Sox, or for the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. So he has a really good voice. He does the deep voice that announces all the players and that kind of stuff as they come into the game. And so he's done that in the past, and he does voiceover work and things like that as well. So Cody is a man of many talents. And, I noticed that nobody in the chat room was talking about my voice and how I had a good radio voice. So I guess that's why I'm not on the radio. but it was a lot of fun. So one of the things we talked about was over at Weaver's Department Store, guys. If you have never been to Weaver's, I want you to head over there and check it out. Some of the great things they got there at Weaver's, I want you to head over there. And while you're there, check out Any Old Tramps Down There print. That's right. It's a picture of Don Knotts. Looks a lot like Luther from the Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And in it has a small picture of the Rimshaw print in the background where they're up in the attic. And you might want that, or heck, just go ahead and get the Old Man Rimshaw print over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. And you can be just like Cody and have a painting in your house, or a print that the eyes move around and try to follow you wherever you go. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check that out. Weavers is a sponsor of Two Chairs No Waiting. And the whole room is right behind me full of Weaver stuff that, my wife actually runs Weavers, just so you know. So, definitely go and check that out. I had a great time in, Valley Head, Alabama, a few weeks ago. And it was a great fun. I got to meet our friend Spirit Walker while I was there. I got to cut his hair and everything. And while I was there, you know, there was actually an event that occurred. And I'll let you hear it a little bit as it's playing. Let me get this going.
Floyd is being arrested.
So I was
News
arrested.
At 11.
And Spirit Walker, he recorded it. So I was charged with giving bad haircuts, just so you know. And Barney arrested me and put me in jail. It was all to raise money for the events that are going on. So if you're watching the video version, you can see all this occurring. Otherwise, you can hear it.
I got a straight man out. Did you really punch him in the nose?
No, I didn't punch him in the nose.
So they threw me in the jail, had a warrant and everything.
Me arrested like a common criminal.
So I was in the jail and everybody was enjoying taking pictures of me. Spirit Walker was videoing me as I'm in the jail, locked up like a common criminal. So it was a lot of fun. Valley Head, Alabama, memories of Mayberry. If you ever have a chance to come and be a part of it, it's a lot of fun. We got another event coming up in Gordo, Alabama on June the 4th, 2022. So they paid the bail to get me out of the jail, and it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. A little girl finally came over and gave me the money to get out of jail. So it was like, it was $2 to throw me in jail and $3 to get me out. Or yeah, I think that's what it was. So thanks to Spirit Walker for sending me the video and everything. It was great to finally meet him. That's the very first time I ever met him in person. So, and now since we're talking about Spirit Walker, let's head over and hear a report from him returning to Mayberry. I know we're going to all enjoy that one.
Won't you turn on the Andy Griffith Show? Forget all your cares and woes. Sit back, relax, and laugh with friendly folks you know. Take up your fishing pole.
Welcome to Returning to Mayberry with special correspondent Spirit Walker from the Andy Griffith Show Esquire Club.
Thanks, Randy. Hello, Mayberry Spirit Watchers. Welcome to another episode of Returning to Mayberry. We're here at the Esquire Club. We believe that all things from Mayberry, person, place, or thing, can be connected to something outside of Mayberry, which can then be connected to something else. And the connections continue until something returns to Mayberry within 6 degrees. Then we take the thing that returned to Mayberry, we connect it to something else in Mayberry, and continue the process ad infinitum. Now, the last thing we had returned into Mayberry was a person, and that was Malcolm Merriweather, played by Bernard Fox. So we're going to begin with him this episode and continue from there. Bernard Fox was born Bernard Lawson, no relationship to Floyd, by the way, in Wales. But Malcolm Merriweather was born in Heckman Dwight, England. Fox played the Gentleman's Gentleman in 3 episodes. In his last appearance, he went toe-to-toe with Mayberry Mountain man Ernest T. Bass. Ernest T. was played by Howard Morris. Morris directed 8 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show and also provided the voice of masked singer Leonard Blush and 3 other voices heard on the radio in Mayberry. He appeared on screen as George, the TV repairman, in Andy and Helen Have Their Day, and he is famously remembered as the rock-throwing Ernest T. Bass, a part he played in 5 episodes. Now here's where we're going to take a detour from our normal return to Mayberry. Ernest T. was known for his rock-throwing prowess. In the Mountain Wedding episode of season 3, Ernest T. threw 6 rocks through the Darling family's windows. So I thought it would be only appropriate for Ernest T. to throw 6 rocks back to Mayberry. So here are 6 quick returns, compliments of Ernest T. Bass. Rock number 1 is labeled WW2 for World War II. During that conflict, Morris served as first sergeant of the Army Special Services Unit, entertaining the troops. Also in the unit were Carl Reiner and Werner Klimperer. Carl Reiner was the father of Rob Reiner, who appeared in Mayberry as Joe, the printer's apprentice, in the episode Goober's Contest. Klimperer is best known for playing Colonel Klink on Hogan's Heroes, along with Sergeant Carter, played by Larry Hovis, who appeared in Mayberry as Gilly Walker in two episodes. Rock number two is labeled Alfred Hitchcock Presents. In that anthology series, Morris appeared in the episode Most Likely to Succeed, alongside Joanna Moore, who played Peggy McMillan in four episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. Rock number three is labeled The Twilight Zone. In that anthology series, Morris appeared in the episode I Dream of Jeannie, without Barbara Eden, by the way. Also in that episode was Mark Miller, who played Bob Rogers in Barney's Replacement, and Joyce Jameson, who appeared as Fun Girl Skippy in three episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. Rock number four is labeled The Nutty Professor. In that Jerry Lewis classic, Morris appeared alongside Norman Alden, who appeared in two episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, and Elvia Allman, who appeared as Henrietta Swanson in the Beauty Contest episode. Rock number five is labeled The Dick Van Dyke Show. In that series, Morris appeared in the episode The Masterpiece with Amzie Strickland, who appeared as four different characters in five episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, and Sam Harris, who was a background actor in at least three episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. Rock number six is labeled The Danny Thomas Show, the birthplace of The Andy Griffith Show. In the Danny Thomas Show episode, The Leprechaun, Morris appeared alongside Alan Melvin, one of the most recognizable faces in network television at the time. He appeared in Mayberry in eight different episodes, playing eight different characters. So there you have it. Six rocks from Ernest T. Bass becomes six quick returns to Mayberry from Howard Morris. So there you have six quick returns to Mayberry with 10 different individuals. So I get 10 people to choose from for my next segment. I hope you don't miss it to see which one I pick. If you have somebody that you'd like me to link to, drop me a line at the Esquire Club on Facebook, and I will be glad to entertain your ideas. I'm always looking for fresh new ideas. I hope you enjoyed this segment. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it. And keep spreading that Mayberry spirit. I thank you. It's so fun to spend some time with all these
new. All right, so thanks to Spirit Walker for that. If you want to make sure you're not missing any of the great stuff that he's doing online, head over to facebook.com/groups/TAGS Esquire Club. TAGS Esquire Club. So it's facebook.com/groups/TAGS Esquire Club. And you'll make sure to see all the fun stuff he's doing. And he is doing a lot of stuff. He is. So I've got a voicemail that I got just recently from the folks over at a podcast called The Loaded Goat that I was on fairly recently. So let's go and listen to that and hear from these guys.
Hey, Andy Griffith fans. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're the co-hosts of The Loaded Goat, and we just wanted to give a shout-out to Two Chairs No Waiting. This week we did the Mayberry Band, and I'd always wondered where the intro to Two Chairs No Waiting came from, and I, lo and behold, when the Mayberry Band started to play Stars and Stripes Forever, we realized where it came from. So just wanted to give a shout-out to Alan and all the fans, and keep up the great work.
Solidly solidifying that we are not the best podcast, so good for you.
So that's the guys over at The Loaded Goat. I was on an episode recently that they called Floyd the Gay Deceiver. As you might guess,
That was the topic of the episode. They were watching the episode, Floyd the Gay Deceiver. I was their guest. I've got a link in our show notes from last week and this week because I planned to play that clip last week and forgot. Sorry, guys. But you can go directly to it and listen to it there. You can head over to the Loaded Goat. You can search for them, Loaded Goat Podcast, and you'll find it. There's lots of ways. There's Spotify, different ways you can subscribe and listen. But the link I left you there will give you a chance to go directly to the Floyd the Gay Deceiver and listen to that particular episode that I'm on because I'm selfish like that. So thanks, guys. Thanks for taking time to send that in. That was pretty awesome. All right, guys. So we're nearing the end of the show, and I wanted to mention to you guys because the news broke just today, really. As I record this, this is a Monday, the 16th of May, 2022, that Maggie Peterson passed away. All right. So I have this note. It's on Maggie's GoFundMe page, which has currently been disabled for any new donations. So I wanted to let you know that. But it says, dear friends, fans, and family, it is with great sorrow that we report that our aunt, our dear aunt Maggie, died yesterday afternoon, Sunday, May 15th. She passed peacefully in her sleep with her family present. Maggie's health took a turn for the worst after the death of her husband, Gus. And we are relieved that we were able to move her home to be close to family for her last few days. We'll be planning a private service for Maggie in the next few weeks, although this fundraiser will no longer be accepting donations. We will keep it open for a few more weeks in order to communicate with the community that had donated, right? So Maggie wanted this community to know how much you meant to her over the past 3 years. Despite being in Las Vegas and away from her family, your love and devotion helped her to not feel alone. She made many mentions to us of how she couldn't believe how generous you all were. You truly made a positive impact on her life and helped her a lot during some very difficult times. Finally, Maggie's family would like to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Your caring and generosity was inspiring, and we could not have done this or any of this without you. We hope that during this difficult time, you may find solace in knowing how important you were for making the end of Maggie's life much better. Thank you and God bless. And that's from her family. So we will be visiting and talking about Maggie next week, but I definitely wanted to go ahead and mention it and talk to you and the donations that you've already given to the GoFundMe are all being used for expenses that Maggie had incurred and should be paying. So definitely know that. And then Weaver's collection of Maggie's items, we're going to have to figure out what to do with that. We're going to be talking with the family and figure out if they need additional funds to help pay for things. If they do, that'll be where it goes. Otherwise, I'm not quite sure exactly how we're going to handle the stuff yet, but that's not that important. We lost Maggie, a great lady, great Mayberry person, was always there for the fans of the Andy Griffith Show, and she will be greatly missed, but never forgotten. And we'll remember her with a smile, just like we do so many. Just as a note, she passed away on the 15th of May, and Doug Dillard passed away on the 16th of May, 10 years ago. So that's just just something to note to help you remember as we go forward. And remember the Darlins, the family, at least Doug and Maggie. Well, folks, that is all I have for you tonight. I hope that you have enjoyed Two Chairs this evening. I hope you enjoyed Cody's story and will help bring you some good spirits. No pun intended there. The fact that he has a haunted museum, the spirits. But definitely, I hope it lifts your spirits like it does mine to know that little things we do in life can impact people in a positive way. So go out there. spread the love of the Andy Griffith Show and the joy and the smiles. Go out there and do it. That's what Maggie did. We all smile when we remember her. Go out there and touch people's lives. Just help them laugh or smile or grin and have some impact, folks. The world will be a better place if we could do that. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Until next week, everybody, have a great week. Good night, everybody.